Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by Cisco's WebEx. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Friday, April 8th, and we are bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest. A federal jury has acquitted two of the four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the fall of 2020. The jury was unable to reach a verdict for the other two men charged. Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta were found not guilty and will be released this afternoon. Adam Fox and Barry Croft will remain in jail awaiting a possible new trial. Prosecutors claimed Fox and Croft were the ringleaders of the plot, while their defense attorneys tried to shift blame to an FBI informant and an undercover agent. Dozens of people have been killed and more than 100 wounded at a packed train station in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. Many were women and children just trying to follow government advice to evacuate as Russia shifts its focus to eastern Ukraine. In a video shared by the Ukrainian government, the remnants of a Russian missile near the scene have the words "for the children" scrawled on them.
Vladimir Putin's chief spokesman Dmitry Peskov admitted something his regime has been quiet about until now. He spoke on Britain's Sky News.
We have significant losses of troops, and it's a huge tragedy for us.
He didn't say how many Russian troops have been killed in the invasion of Ukraine. Western officials say the number is in the tens of thousands.
Ketanji Brown Jackson appeared at the White House for a celebration this afternoon, a day after the Senate confirmed her historic nomination to the Supreme Court. She thanked the many people she said helped her reach the High Court.
The path was cleared for me so that I might rise to this occasion. And in the poetic words of Dr. Maya Angelou, I do so now while bringing the gifts my ancestors gave.
New York's attorney general is not happy with Trump. Letitia James filed a motion Thursday to hold the former president in civil contempt. She says he did not comply at all with a subpoena that demands he hand over documents as she investigates the Trump Organization. James wants the court to fine Trump $10,000 a day until Trump's lawyers present the information she's requesting. James previously said her office found several misstatements and omissions in the Trump Organization's financial documents.
We want to hear from you. Email us at therefresh@insider.com. Coming up, what's Elon Musk's problem with baby turtles?
WebEx is driving hybrid work by ensuring almost anyone, almost anywhere can be seen, heard, and have the ability to contribute equally. Learn more at webex.com/hybridwork. The $43 billion merger between Discovery and Warner Media, which will create one of the biggest media companies in the U.S., is expected to be complete as early as this afternoon. Discovery's David Zaslav will become president and CEO of the new company, which will be called Warner Brothers Discovery. Meanwhile, Warner Media's current CEO, Jason Kilar, who guided the company through the pandemic, will leave the company.
Want a six-figure job? How about long-haul trucker for Walmart? The retail giant is bumping up salaries for its internal fleet of drivers from $88,000 a year to a range of $95,000 to $110,000. It's also starting a program to train workers in its fulfillment or distribution centers to become certified drivers. This is all in an effort to ease the ongoing trucker shortage.
As Insider reported on Thursday, some Twitter staff are not happy about Elon Musk becoming the company's largest shareholder and newest board member. So Musk will hold an Ask Me Anything-style town hall session with Twitter employees, according to the Washington Post. It's unclear when the session will take place and if it'll be virtual or in person. Staffers are not thrilled with Musk's stance on several issues, including his feelings on so-called free speech online.
Six terminally ill cancer patients in Canada received the country's first legally produced psilocybin. That's the psychoactive chemical in magic mushrooms. The drug can help treat end-of-life anxiety. It is illegal in Canada, but patients can apply for a special exemption to use it medically. Previously, though, if they were granted an exemption, they'd have to find the substance on their own. But now it's being professionally manufactured for the first time.
Pink Floyd has gone nearly three decades without releasing any new music. The drought ends today. With the exception of co-founder Roger Waters, who left the band back in the 80s, Pink Floyd is reuniting to release a new single out today. You can listen to it here. The proceeds will go out to the Ukraine Humanitarian Fund. The song, called Hey Hey Rise Up, features vocals from the lead singer of the Ukrainian band Boombox. David Gilmour, Pink Floyd's guitarist, has a Ukrainian daughter-in-law and grandchildren. Elon Musk wants to send humans to Mars, and the first step is to build a massive rocket launch site on a beach in southern Texas called Boca Chica. The cost of his ambitious plan? Well, killing endangered baby sea turtles, to start. Insider's Adam Rogers, who reports on the tech industry, says Musk doesn't just want to put a human on the red planet, he wants to make the entire human race multiplanetary. And that vision is informed by his unique brand of billionaire philosophy. So Adam, what is Musk actually trying to do in Boca Chica?
Well, on the Elon Musk side, he has a company called SpaceX, you've probably heard of. And there, SpaceX would like to build a giant rocket called Starship. So this is huge, it's a massive rocket. And the idea is that this is the thing that's going to go not just to orbit, but eventually to the moon and eventually to Mars. So Boca Chica is one of the launch pads that SpaceX owns. And this is on the beach. It's kind of a beautiful sort of dunes and salt marsh surrounded by, I should say, wildlife preserves, state parks, and one of the only nesting places for a sea turtle called the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle, the most endangered sea turtle in the world, as well as all kinds of other rare stuff like ocelots and jaguarundis.
Right. And so is it worth it to displace, potentially kill all of these animals in order to do what Elon Musk is trying to do, which again, you know, it's just a chance at giving us a shot at Mars, sending us to another planet. It's not a guarantee at all. So there's this kind of tension here of, is it worth sacrificing what we currently have for what we might have?
I should say, we make those kind of decisions about businesses and industry all the time. You know, wherever you put a new business, a new industry, there was some ecosystem there first. We do these cost-benefit analyses. And what Elon Musk thinks is that because there's even a thin chance that there could be what's an existential event on Earth, and I don't mean that like in the, oh, what's life all about kind of existentialism, but existential meaning everyone could die, you know, a pandemic or an asteroid or nuclear war, yeah. He thinks that if there's even the thinnest chance of that, because humanity is so great, that you should have a backup plan. You should have a site B. You know, you should have some other place where there are humans. So that's his goal, as he said, to have permanent human settlements somewhere else, like Mars.
Yeah. And that makes sense. I mean, I was reading your piece and it kind of troubled me because as I was going through it, at first I was like, oh my God, do I agree with Elon Musk here? Because I was actually feeling like, you know what? As much as I love sea turtles, like we all watch Finding Nemo, we all love Crush. But honestly, like I was thinking, you know, killing sea turtles, it's not that big of a sacrifice if it gives us just a shot at space. And so is he wrong?
One of the things you have to buy is that there are these existential risks, and you have to believe that they're going to be able to build a permanent settlement on Mars. It's really hard to imagine an unsupported settlement on Mars. But okay, let's pretend they could go to some other planet.
A million billion planets out there, one of them's got to work, right?
Right. Then you're still left with the idea that it's people who get very, very rich at something like building an app or an electric car who get to make these policy decisions for the rest of us.
Right.
And so what decision are we making here? That somebody who does that then gets to decide what the future of humanity is. You know, they've already made a decision about what they think people are worth in a really explicit way. But really, what I do think the question more worth asking is why those people get to decide and who the sea turtles really are here. Because you and I are not going to be able to afford a ticket on this rocket, you know?
Well, speak for yourself, Adam. I'm fine. Okay, I'm a journalist. Yeah. We make a lot of money.
And you have a podcast. I mean,
yeah, podcast money. Think about it.
What do I have?
I'll let you on. But yeah, I mean, that's so. Are we the sea turtles, Adam? Or is that what's going on here? Are we the sea turtles being sacrificed for the potential of possible future uses who are multiplanetary and smarter, you know, hundreds of years down the line?
Right. Who's worth more? Who's worth more, a podcaster or a thousand Mozarts? I mean, you do the math, my friend. I mean, Team Sea Turtle, obviously.
But Adam, thank you so much for joining us today on The Refresh.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me anytime.
Adam Rogers writes about the tech industry for Insider.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
The Refresh from Insider is produced by Frank Alito, Grace Eliza Goodwin, and us, Dave Smith.
And Rebecca Ibarra. Carrie Donahue is our executive producer. Andy Bowers is head of audio at Insider.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.